This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And here we go again with Mlambo Legal.
Yes.
They're back today. And Miss Jade Wakefield is back again this morning. Jade, should I say Happy New Year? Because I think we last chat, our last chat was last year.
Good morning. I assume that would be correct. So Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Thank you so much, Jade, for joining us once again this morning. You are here to speak about a very, very important topic this morning, which is something that I think you guys deal with almost on a daily basis. And we, in South Africa in general, we see it every single day. A protest, especially in the workplace, involving the unions, even here at MUT at some point. We had our own protest by staff. So protests and how they can affect your job as an employee is very, very important topic, Jade.
Yes, we see these things happening daily and they vary across different aspects of our lives, and they do tend to impact us. Maybe not directly, but somehow it does impact you if you're not part of that protest. So to start us off, we'll just go about understanding employee rights and the workplace impact in South Africa. South Africa has a strong culture of public protest, which we, the our communities, often demonstrating over service delivery, as you know, our political system in South Africa.
Yeah.
For service delivery, labor issues, economic inequality, and political dissatisfaction. And while protest action is protected under the Constitution, it can have real consequences for workplaces and employers. So the legal framework that governs employment relations in South Africa are governed by several labor laws, but that protect both the employers and the employees. Two of the most important pieces are the Basic Conditions of Employment Act and the Labor Relations Act. So just to distinguish between the two, the Basic Conditions of Employment Act establishes minimum working conditions, including working hours, leave, and payment wages, which is something really big in terms of protests, always increases. Then we have the Labor Relations Act, which regulates labor relations between employers and employees. This includes collective bargaining, dispute resolution, and the right to strike. So together, these two help ensure fairness and stability in the workplace, even during periods of social or political unrest.
Wow.
So it's always difficult trying to understand protests in South Africa in a nutshell. So public protest is a fundamental democratic right in South Africa. Citizens are allowed to gather, demonstrate, and express grievances against government policies, employers, and social conditions. These protests can take many forms, including marches, community shutdowns, labor strikes, or demonstrations outside of the workplace. And then, however, protests sometimes disrupt public transport that close roads or affects businesses operating in affected areas.
Yeah.
And when this happens, employees and employers often face challenges regarding attendance, safety, and productivity. But understanding these impacts helps both parties respond fairly and responsibly. So we also try to understand why these protests affect employment, because you at work, right? So protests can have a direct and indirect impact on employment. And in many cases, protests disrupt transport routes, cause road closures, or safety concerns in certain areas, right?
Yes.
So an employee might struggle to travel to work due to blocked roads, or there's a public transport strike, or there's police activity. So businesses, this, how this affects the employee is basically, the employer, sorry, is that businesses may also close temporarily if the protests are occurring nearby, especially when there are concerns about safety or potential damage to property, which we often see with looting and things like that.
Yeah.
These disruptions can affect productivity, customer access, and the ability of employees to perform their duties. And as a result of both the employers and employees, they may face difficult decisions during protest periods, which would obviously affect business and revenue and so forth.
Yeah, definitely. Now, as I was saying earlier on, Jade, that we see protests in the workplace almost every day in South Africa. Mm-hmm. It's something that I think we've made it a norm now. How can these protests then impact an ordinary worker?
So employees sometimes find themselves, as I've explained before, unable to report for duty due to protest-related disruptions. This can be, for example, taxis, buses, or the trains may stop operating. Certain roads may be blocked by demonstrators. In some situations, the police may restrict access to certain areas to maintain public safety. And when employees cannot reach work due to circumstances beyond their control, the situation must be assessed carefully. Do I place my employee in an unsafe situation because I want him to come to work? And the employees may consider whether the absence was reasonable and whether the employee made a genuine effort to report for duty. However, communication remains essential between the employee and the employer.
Mm. The no work, no pay principle. How does that work? Please tell us more about that one, Jade.
Yeah, so we are all too familiar with this one. Mm. So one of the key principles in South African labor law is the no work, no pay rule. And this basically means that if an employee does not perform work, the employer is generally not obliged to pay wages for that period. If an employee cannot report to work because of a protest, the employer may apply this rule. However, employers are encouraged to assess each case fairly and consider the circumstances. In some cases, alternatives such as remote work, flexible hours, or the use of annual leave may be appropriate solutions to avoid financial hardship for the employees. And then we also look at when the employees close the workplace due to these protest actions. In some situations, protests occur in workplaces, creating safety risks for employees and customers.
Mm.
We always think that this just affects the employee and the employees, but this also affects the customers and your clients that end up generating that revenue for you. So employees may decide to close the workplace temporarily or send employees home early to avoid potential harm. Mm. When the employer makes the decision to close the workplace for safety reasons, employees may still be entitled to payment because they were available for work but were prevented from doing so due to employees' decisions. Also, this highlights the importance of clear communication and fair decision-making during times of unrest.
Wow. But Jade, are the employees in South Africa allowed to participate in protests while they are employed?
Employees definitely have the same constitutional rights as every other citizen, including the right to participate in peaceful and lawful protests. However, employees must still meet the obligations under the employment contract.
Mm.
Participating in a protest during working hours without permission may be considered absenteeism or misconduct. Additionally, if a protest turns violent or involves illegal activities such as vandalism or looting, employees involved in such actions could face disciplinary action from their employers, including possible dismissal.
Boom, that is crazy. And what does the Labor Relations Act say about this participation in protests?
So for employees, they have the right to participate in lawful protest action and strikes, particularly when these actions follow the proper procedures under the Labor Relations Act. However, employees must still respect the employment obligations. Participating without permission may be considered misconduct unless the protest forms part of a protected strike or a lawful labor action. Employees who engage in violent or illegal conduct during protests may face disciplinary action from the employers.
Mm. I also do have Oluetu, my co-host here, who has a question. Oluetu?
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
I got a question. For fixed terms, for a person who's working under a fixed term contract, are they allowed to strike also?
Yes, they are.
Why? How though? Understand that. But
If there's something that's in the contract that they're not happy with, and it is, as I've said, it's covered by the Labor Relations Act, then by all means, and if it is a lawful protected strike, they have all the right to do so.
Okay.
Now, Jade, it can it escalate to a point whereby someone can actually lose their job because they participated in a protest, whether legally or illegally?
It definitely depends on circumstances that are placed before us.
Mm.
So if the protest is lawful and peaceful and takes place outside of working hours, the employees generally should not face disciplinary action. However, if an employee engages in illegal activities such as violence, vandalism, or looting during a protest, the employer may take disciplinary action, which could even lead to dismissal.
Yeah. That is crazy.
So it's a dangerous game today. Mm. So we also look at the employee's responsibilities. They have the responsibility to act reasonably and communicate with the employers if protests affect the ability to work. If an employee cannot reach the workplace, they should inform the employer as soon as possible and explain the situation. Providing supporting information such as news reports or transport updates can help employers understand the circumstances, and the employee should also follow workplace policies and avoid participating in unlawful activities that could harm the employment relationship.
Mm.
And then we also look at the employer's responsibilities. The employers also have responsibilities when protests affect the workplace. They must prioritize the safety of employees and ensure that the staff are not exposed to unnecessary risks. Employers should communicate clearly with the employees about whether the workplace will remain open, close early, or operate remotely. Sometimes we should be really grateful that we can work remotely.
Yes.
And where possible, employers may consider flexible working arrangements or temporary adjustments to working hours. But treating employees fairly and consistently during disruptions also helps maintain trust and reduces the risk of labor disputes.
Mm. And what message can you give now to someone who's listening as an employee or workers just listening to the radio this morning?
No problem. I think the most important message for the day, or should I say the word for the day, is that both employees and employees, as simple as it is, protests are part of our democracy, and they should never compromise safety or fairness in the workplace, but also understanding your rights and responsibilities under the Basic Conditions of Employment Act and the Labor Relations Act is very crucial. So communication and cooperation between employers and employees can always ensure that even during times of disruption, workplaces remain respectful, lawful, and stable at all times.
Mm, definitely. And just one last question from me, Jade, before I let you go. There's that thing, Yoguti, where an employee is striking on behalf of other employees. Can I be fired for that? If let's say, for instance, a certain organization, their employees are striking. Can I, as an employee at MUT, strike on behalf of those just in support? Yes, that's the word, in support of other employees for another organization?
That's quite a tricky one. Mm. But let's leave it at this. If anyone is stuck in a situation similar to that, then by all means, they are more than welcome to reach out to us. But
definitely,
my answer to that would be that no. I might be wrong, but I'm going to go with a no there. unless you are obviously the union rep, then that would make sense.
Mm. Mm. Oh, yes, definitely. And on that note, how do we reach Mlambo Legal, Jade?
No problem. If anyone listening today is facing workplace challenges, particularly that related to protests or labor issues, please do not hesitate to contact our firm. We are here to help you understand your rights and find practical solutions. You can reach our firm at 010-502-0626. And please give us a follow on Instagram at Mlambo and Associates and connect with us on LinkedIn for practical legal tips and updates that won't put you to sleep. Whether it's policy drafting, disciplinary advice, or just decoding legal jargon, we've got your back.
Definitely. Now, thank you so much, Jade, for joining us on MUT Radio. Really appreciate your time and for enlightening us with such a very important topic this morning. Really appreciate it.
It's only a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That is Jade from Mlambo and Associates joining us today, this morning, to actually give us all about AMA protests. And you can reach them, Geku 0010502 0626, or you can just search them on Instagram, Mlambo and Associates, and LinkedIn, Gebaya Tonagala as Mlambo and Associates. Yeah, we'll catch up with them that following week, because Lulisu will start, and then the following Wednesday, so this is with a different topic. Legal insight. For now, let's go back to
this is an MUT Radio podcast.